Wherever it occurred, schooling through the 18th and 19th centuries, up until the last third of the 19th, heavily invested its hours with language, philosophy, art, and the life of classical civilizations of Greece and Rome. In the grammar schools of the day, little pure grammar as we understand it existed. They were places of classical learning. Early America rested easily on a foundation of classical understanding, one subversive to the normal standards of British class society. The lessons of antiquity were so vital to the construction of every American's institution, it's hardly possible to grasp how deep the gulf between then and now is without knowing a little about those lessons. Prepare yourself for a surprise. For a long time, for instance, classical Athens distributed its most responsible public positions by lottery, army generalships, water supply, everything. The implications are awesome. Trust in everyone's competence was assumed. It was their version of universal driving. Professionals existed but did not make key decisions. They were only technicians, never well regarded, because prevailing opinion held that technicians had enslaved their own minds. Anyone worthy of citizenship was expected to be able to think clearly and to welcome great responsibility. As you reflect on this, remember our own unvoiced assumption that anyone can guide a ton of metal traveling at high speed with three sticks of dynamite sloshing around in its tanks. When we are asked what kind of schooling was behind this brilliant society which has enchanted the centuries ever since, any honest reply could be carried in one word. None. After writing a book searching for the hidden genius of Greece in its schools, Kenneth Freeman concluded his unique study, The Schools of Hellas, in 1907 with a summary. There were no schools in Hellas. No place boys and girls spent their youth attending continuous instruction under command of strangers. Indeed, nobody did homework in the modern sense. None could be located on standardized tests. The tests that mattered came in living, striving to meet ideals that local tradition imposed. The word skola itself means leisure. Leisure in a formal garden to think and reflect. Plato in the Laws is the first to refer to school as a learned discussion. The most famous school in Athens was Plato's Academy, but its physical manifestation had no classes or bells. It was a well-mannered hangout for thinkers and seekers, a generator of good conversation and good friendship, things Plato thought lay at the core of education. Today we might call such a phenomenon a salon. Aristotle's Lyceum was pretty much the same, although Aristotle delivered two lectures a day. A tough one in the morning for intense thinkers, a kinder, gentler version of the same in the afternoon for less ambitious minds. Attendance was optional. And the famous gymnasium, so memorable as a forge for German leadership later on, was in reality only an open training ground where men 16 to 50 were free to participate in high-quality, state-subsidized instruction in boxing, wrestling, and javelin. The idea of schooling free men in anything would have revolted Athenians. Forced training was for slaves. Among free men, learning was self-discipline, not the gift of experts. From such notions, Americans derived their own academies, the French their lycées, and the Germans their gymnasium. Think of it. In Athens, instruction was unorganized, even though the city-state was surrounded by enemies and its own society engaged in the difficult social experiment of sustaining a participatory democracy, extending privileges without precedent to citizens, and maintaining literary, artistic, and legislative standards which remain to this day benchmarks of human genius. For its 500-year history from Homer to Aristotle, Athenian civilization was a miracle in a rude world. Teachers flourished there, but none was grounded in fixed buildings with regular curricula under the thumb of an intricately layered bureaucracy. There were no schools in Hellas. For the Greeks, study was its own reward. Beyond that, few cared to go.